Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and you're listening to Capital Hacking. This is the most important thing you can listen to today.
On today's episode of Capital Hacking.
Family office is a investment solution for someone who's ultra wealthy. You know, if you're worth $1 million, make a little mistake, maybe it costs you $1,000. Filing taxes late, missing the deadline, not renewing your LLC. If you're worth $10 million or $50 million and you make one mistake, that might cost you $300,000 or $1 million. And so you want to hire someone full-time to prevent you from making mistakes, do the stuff you don't like to do, regulatory paperwork, keeping your 20 LLCs updated and filed on time each year. And then you'll be able to play a stronger offense when you have somebody helping you play defense and do the stuff that just kind of slows you down.
Responsibility.
I can do this all day.
This is it. Don't get scared now.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Cinderella story out of nowhere.
It's in the hole.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Capital Hacking begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you back in your personal audio mastermind. It's Thanksgiving time. It's the happiest time of the year. And it's time to think about family and what we're grateful for. So why not do an episode on family offices? And what I love about Richard C. Wilson, our guest today, who's a CEO and founder of Family Office Club, which is the largest organization of family offices in the world, thousands and thousands of members, of which we're one of those members. You can join us. Just let them know we sent you. But we speak at his stages. We love his events, the Family Office Summits. But this is a whole nother type of show. On this show, you get to understand some of the genius of Richard C. Wilson, how he's built such an empire and rapidly become one of the most distinguished thought leaders in the world of family offices, mostly because he studies as well as serves the market. He studied the strategies, the secrets, the techniques, the legal instruments, the tax strategies, the deal flow processes of the family offices. He built that into his own business plan for his own family, into his company, into the value they create at their conferences. And spoiler alert, in this show, we're going to talk about his most prestigious keynote ever, tongue in cheek. He will be the speaker at the December 3rd Learn and Grow that you and I are a part of. I know. It's great. He's coming all the way from the West Coast to New Jersey to be at the Renault Winery Resort with the Accountable Equity Learn and Grow, of which you can still grab a ticket, by the way. Go to accountableequity.com, hit the events, Learn and Grow Experience, December 3rd. Grab a seat. It's a Saturday. Make a trip down. Spend the whole Saturday. Bring the kids. It's this winter wonderland we call Vintner Wonderland. So much going on for the kids, but also a mastermind for us families and adults. He's going to talk briefly in this episode about what he's going to teach us at that conference. And he has 12 secrets. He's distilled hundreds of pages of books. He's written, I think, 4 or 5 books with hundreds of thousands of copies out there in the world on the specialties of family offices. And then he's even scaled it up. And he's going to talk a little bit about his newest adventure. And he's working on with some major players called billionaires.com, of which he owns. And he's put together a great group of people to own that. I hope you enjoy this episode. You're going to learn a lot like I did, and you're going to get to know this fellow. We're going to tell you all the episodes he's been on with Capital Hacking. At this point, he has just crossed over a rare threshold and become the number one most frequented guest to the Capital Hacking Mastermind, Audio Mastermind, of which I'm sure it's his favorite Audio Mastermind. And here, dive in, get to know Richard C. Wilson. And as it's time of the year, this time of the year when we spend it with family, remember to plan out your personal family office, no matter where you are on your wealth journey. We're going to talk about that in this episode. Enjoy. Welcome back to Capital Hacking. It is an honor to have the legendary 3-time previous guest, Richard C. Wilson. Welcome to the big show.
Great. Thanks for having me here, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So for those listeners who have their pens out and they want to write this down, you can check out how long and how good of a friend we've been building here in Richard C. Wilson at Capital Hacking. He's been on shows episode 17, episode 177, episode 210, and now probably in the 260s by the time we drop this one. So it's awesome to have you show up in each century of the show. I love it. Great to have you. Where are you today, Richard? I know you travel sometimes.
I'm in Las Vegas. This is not my overly decorated office. I'm actually in a hotel here speaking at a investment conference on family offices. And by chance, the exact same topic that I'm going to be speaking at your event, just to jump to the chase on what you're about to say, probably in your next sentence. So this is the practice for the real deal at your event coming up here soon. Yeah.
So we couldn't take it any longer, folks. You know, the Accountable Equity Group that loves this show and we love them, that invest side by side with us. We were able to wrangle this guy in with a lasso. Richard C. Wilson will be flying across the whole country to speak to us. And it's a big commercial, December 3rd at the Renault Winery. He'll be the keynote speaker for the Learn and Grow. And we're going to get into the topic in a minute, but it's an absolute honor to have you as an investor, as a partner. You and I have been brainstorming all kinds of things for years, including, again, little commercial, episode 210, you and I went into deep dive about tax strategy and about the efficient income fund, those types of tools we've been working on. So thank you for all the stuff you've done for us.
You reminded me of something that, like, Gary Vaynerchuk says that kindness is a superpower. And when I interviewed Mark Cuban last week for billionaires.com, which you commented on social media and shared, I appreciate, you know, he said in one of his three top comments that the biggest mistake is acting like a jerk business person who does not treat people well. And I knew as soon as I met you, I knew that we are cut from the same cloth. We are long-term minded, people first, want to enjoy our life, enjoy our family. We also work very hard. And not everyone's like that in finance. So that's why I'm happy to speak at the event and support you any way I can. And I'll be bringing my 10-year-old daughter to New York. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to bring her. She's never been to New York City. So I'm going to take her to Stardust Cafe and a Broadway musical and have her check out your winery as well.
So are you flying into New York and driving down, or flying to Philly and driving up?
Philly, driving, and then driving to return the car in Midtown. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, so guys, I hope you guys love the inside baseball there. Richard and I are comparing his travel pattern, but let's jump into this for a moment. You and I are long-term minded. You made a quick comment about how we both work hard. There's probably nobody else I really think works harder than me than you. I mean, it's hard to keep up with you. You've done so many incredible things over the last 20 years in the world of family office. We're going to give your bio in the intro. I will have already done it, but it's suffice it to say, I'm holding one of your many popular books. Oh, it's not going to show up unless I do that.
Oh, there we go.
Family Office. So now, everyone knowing you're a published author with probably even hundreds of thousands of distribution on these books, and you've done the Send to Millionaire Migraines book, which I know you had to change. You did all kinds of wonderful books that have honed your skills to give the talk of a lifetime on December 3rd. So December 3rd, right. Could you summarize what probably 500 total pages of book writing into a 12 insights? Would you mind doing that on December 3rd? And what would you call the name of your presentation on December 3rd?
For sure. I'm going to do that. These would be the top 12 most important things to put into place if you want to start a family office, but also to use to build your wealth and keep your wealth. So importantly, I started this business and I had less money in my bank account than I owed that month in my Harvard Square basement studio apartment. And I studied the ultra wealthy, interviewed them, learned from them, implement what they did to build their wealth and what they don't stop doing smart things once they become wealthy, they keep doing them. And I emulated what they did to build up my own wealth, my own balance sheet, and our business, the Family Office Club. So we're going to cover 12 insights. I just went over it yesterday. We had a great response here. And these are things I've learned over 15 years. I can give a hint of a couple things I'm going to cover if you want, or you can keep it super secret.
The best part about this, for those listening today who have never heard the expression family office, we're going to ask you to do a quick detour back in time, because you uncovered it as a younger person, and it really opened your eyes to a different way of thinking, which is very rich dad, poor dad. You opened your mind to a different way of thinking about investing. And then you learned the way they did it can be implemented by even just direct private investors. You don't have to be a 100 millionaire to do a lot of these strategies. So now, setting the table, what is a family office, Mr. Richard C. Wilson?
Yeah, sure. So family office is a investment solution for someone who's ultra wealthy. You know, if you're worth $1 million, make a little mistake, maybe it costs you $1,000, filing taxes late, missing the deadline, not renewing your LLC. If you're worth $10 million or $50 million and you make one mistake, that might cost you $300,000 or $1 million. And so you want to hire someone full time to prevent you from making mistakes, do the stuff you don't like to do, regulatory paperwork, keeping your 20 LLCs updated and filed on time each year. And then you'll be able to play a stronger offense when you have somebody helping you play defense and do the stuff that just kind of slows you down.
Oh, that is a great answer. By the way, there's so many great little quotes there. You'll play a better offense if you know you have a team helping you on the defense. It's very, very impressive. So the way I basically, for those of us who are new to this, I imagine this is a person who's had liquidity in their life. They have capital, either they inherited it or created it. And now they hire experts in certain disciplines and they put them in a building, or not in a building, they could be virtual, but they're covering each of the main variables of wealth preservation, tax, legal, and then deal flow too is another big part of family offices, right?
Right, right. But even if you don't have any money to hire anyone full time, you need to be able to look at a one-page cheat sheet, a dashboard. We'll be giving it out at your event for free. And if you fill that out, then you'll be able to see your family office, your financial situation, and your strategies from a 10,000 foot level. And so we're going to address many areas on that PDF with these 12 points to help you complete different parts of it. Because every effective ultra wealthy investor I know can operate in all of these areas. And if you're missing big chunks of them and you're not acquiring choke points, if you're not doubling your really high quality deal flow, if you don't have a dialed in direct investment strategy, then you're going to be in pain and you'll grow slower, or you'll have a weak defense and weak offense at the same time. And the most ultimate position to build, we give many strategies on how to do this. And the talk I'm going to give is to get a position where you're seeing deals first exclusively and at a better valuation than everybody else around you. That will compound your wealth. And that's exactly what you're doing with wedding themed resort venues. Like, people are growing to bring you those types of deals first, and you have the credibility that they'll sell it to at maybe a little bit lower valuation, and maybe they get some equity upside with what you're going to do to the property. And that's exactly what we teach others to do, and what we try to do within our niches as well.
Well, that's impressive. That's exciting. I'm glad we're going to get homework. We're going to get PDFs. We're going to get gifts. And it's going to be a wonderful time. By the way, Richard, it already sold out our entire hotel. So nice. Sadly, if you're listening to this, there are still over 100 seats in the room available. But the whole entire hotel, meaning the overnight accommodation, sold out. So we went and got a room block at a neighboring hotel, which is regrettable. I have to give money to somebody else's hotel. But it means that's how popular this is going to be. So you can still register at accountableequity.com. It'll be in the show notes. Go to Accountable Equity Events, Learn and Grow. That's the name of our group. Now, wonderful, wonderful. By the way, VIP people are coming in to see you. Even Carl Fisher, the CEO of Camaplan, is coming in just because of you. So he's excited. He called me the other day. Now,
awesome.
Let's get into the world of Richard C. Wilson. I want to give the audience who didn't have a chance to listen to the other great episodes, fall in love with your journey and the voracious learner that I believe you to be. And your latest activity, your latest business will probably show them everything they need to know about you. A year or two ago, you came to me and said, I'm going to buy billionaires.com and I'm going to build the world's biggest resource on the wisdom of people that reached an astronomical level of wins. And we're going to dissect it. So tell us what you've been doing as your newest adventure.
Sure. Yeah. Importantly, I get a lot of intellectual capital and networking from this. It doesn't make me any short-term money, but I'm sure it's going to be great long-term. So we spent 12 years since October 2008 negotiating the purchase of billionaires.com. It took 120 email follow-ups, and every 3 to 6 months, I'd follow up, knock on their door, and they'd tell me to go away. And they thought they wanted $1.2 million for their asset, and they cracked during COVID. And so we're doing exclusive interviews with billionaires. We interviewed Mark Cuban last week. We interviewed Mitzi Purdue from the Purdue Chicken family and many other billionaires like Jeff Hoffman. And so we're putting those interviews on the website. And we're also finding talks by Jay-Z and Michael Jordan, which we haven't interviewed yet. But if anyone listening wants to introduce me to any billionaire, we'll thank them in many different ways. And we're putting those on our website. Even if we weren't the ones that did the interview, we'll put our exclusive interviews first and then videos of the best video we could find of Michael Jordan giving advice, et cetera. And our idea is that there are so many books written by business people, and there's so many videos out there on YouTube just about nonsense stuff. Why listen to any business person? No offense to everybody listening to this pretty much, but why listen to any business person who's not a billionaire if you haven't already gone to the advice of a billionaire? If you're sitting in a conference, do you want to go have a cup of coffee with a billionaire, or do you want to go have a cup of coffee with random people or some guy with a nice suit and a good book title? So my thought is like, what if for a year I only read books by billionaires, I only listened to billionaire interviews on podcasts, I interviewed these billionaires directly, and I tried to think of more scalable $1 billion plus balance sheet type ideas. And I really got this inspiration because my number one client is a billionaire by chance. We've done 19 deals with him. But we also work with $3 million doctors and $20 million net worth people that sold their companies. So all different types. But that's one of our kind of passion projects going on that over time, I'm sure it'll pay off in spades. But right now, it's just like an investment of time and energy to kind of sharpen my brain and get at least one good idea from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you will get great ideas. I'm going to pretend to be a critical journalist for a moment, though this is a very soft ball.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallum. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at accountableequity.com.
Hey, it's Hal Elrod, author of The Miracle Morning, and you're listening to Capital Hacking. Enjoy.
What about those who are listening to your comment about starting with billionaire wisdom? And they might say to you, but they've gotten so far away from me as a young entrepreneurial endeavor and building my first wealth channel, that their advice is 10 steps too far from me right now. What would you say to that person?
There's a full spectrum of billionaires. Some are super helpful, practical to anyone. Some are focused on finance. Some are focused on real estate. So it's good to get diverse perspectives from a whole bunch of them. And you've probably spent the first 47 years of your life listening to non-billionaires. So maybe just for 1 month of your life, listen only to billionaires and see if you get some good practical ideas. And I bet like me, you will. I've read Mark Cuban's book twice. I'm reading the book by Steve Schwarzman called What It Takes, which is just pure gold. The second time, the founders of Home Depot have a great book. Ray Dalio's book is great. He's got a couple of them now. But yeah, I would just encourage you just to, you know, for a month, suspend your criticism or, you know, cynicism about that. Try it out.
Yeah. And the best part about you, though, and this is definitely a compliment, and it's why I'm excited to get to know you more and do deals with you and partner. As a matter of fact, you and I are in talks to design an advisory board program for our company, Accountable Equity, and you would be a treasure to be part of it. And you and I have talked about it a lot because I think you and I are running parallel paths, long-term portfolio builders. As a matter of fact, you actually encouraged me a year ago to purchase weddingvenues.com. Well, sadly, I couldn't purchase it. We had to lease it, but I didn't even know that existed. So we did. And we haven't built that platform out yet. That takes money, by the way. It takes a lot of money to build out a platform like that, at least somebody. Right. So we're building up to that. But you've always said what you're going to do. You've set a vision for yourself. And you doggedly, disciplinedly get there. I'm not saying it's easy, but you just never stop. You said a year plus ago, I'm going to build billionaires.com. I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend a year only reading billionaires. Everything you said, it feels like you incrementally get done. So that's a superpower. Were you always like that, that you could set such clear goals and achieve them?
No, not always. But once it started working, I got kind of addicted to it. And importantly, I have like a cheat. And like when I speak at your event, out of the 12 ideas, maybe two ideas cost like $3,000 to $5,000 at most. The other 10 ideas are free. So I love giving away free ideas if people aren't like, oh, well, that's not at my level, so I can't do anything you just said, right? So this is another free idea. Every morning when I wake up and go to shave, I've got a laminated one pager and it has my monthly goals, my quarterly goals, my annual goals, my family values. And then whenever I read a really good book, like What It Takes by Steve Schwarzman, I'll summarize the whole book within a couple of words to kind of re-spark what I need to do based on that book, or what Mark Cuban said, or somebody else. And then that way, everybody knows what they need to do in life. They just don't actually do it, and implementing it's a hard thing, or they get distracted by their email inbox or life in general. So I think every morning waking up and reading 40 little one-liner statements from people that I respect or mentors of mine, and then reading my monthly, quarterly, annual goals, then I see the whole world through that lens. And it's all about executing on that sheet. And unless the new goal makes it onto the sheet, then it's not one of my top priorities and I can't spend a ton of time on it. And every morning brainwashing myself with like, this is my compass and this is where I'm going. So everything else kind of bounces off of that and has to be filtered through it. It has been something that I just kind of made it up for myself to kind of brainwash myself after studying psychology. Like when water runs across the desert, it's just like your brain and the processes through which your brain, like how you drive to work or get up in the morning, it gets deeper and deeper, like water running across the desert, and you create these mental pathways, become stronger and stronger, like neural pathways. So you can brainwash yourself to be more influential to other people, but only if you can master yourself enough to influence your own behavior. If you can't influence yourself, you can't influence other people or your goals or get much done.
Richard, geez, drop the mic. I mean, seriously, if I didn't know how much truth is in your statement and how much authenticity, you actually do what you say you're doing. And I've watched you just build business after business. And you were one of the people in my life that I've never seen anybody more aggressive with domains too. I don't know why. Real estate on the internet, .com domains. You own great ones. Don't you even, at one point, didn't you own privateequity.com?
Yeah, we sold that to some crypto nerd. But we do own commercialrealestate.com, investorclub.com, and we raised $500,000 this year and bought a bunch of single word medical domain names like dermatologist.com, bariatricsurgeon.com, urologist.com. But I'm a certified domain name nerd for sure. And we look at it as real estate to set up like a lemonade stand online on Fifth Avenue Real Estate. Like part of the reason Mark Cuban replied to me probably is I had a sense of humor subject line. Because he always says on TV, you know, some funny statements that I used. And then I said billionaires.com, and that opens doors, gets people to take a meeting, just like saying, hey, I did 740 weddings the last 4 years and I own weddingvenues.com. Maybe we should partner and I could buy a part of your wedding resort. And then you're just like 10% more likely to get an email response.
This is great coaching. This is great coaching. I love it, Richard. Yeah. Thank you.
I love domain names. It helps my world go faster, and it's a credibility game. It's like, if I've written a book on a topic and I own the Fifth Avenue online real estate or have the largest social media asset in the industry, then quite likely you're going to get a meeting with that person in that niche industry. But the other thing I wanted to make sure and just mention, because I don't know how short you're trying to keep this, I've got no time constraints, but one thing that's a huge mistake that I think people should show up and listen to is I've got a whole list of ways of how you should be investing in your health. And it's a major mistake of people to get so sucked up in business and so busy that you'll spend $700 on a tune-up on your Mercedes, but you won't spend $700 at insidetracker.com to get biomarkers and get 50 different biomarkers on how to tune in your health. You don't get a Mayo Clinic executive physical to check for cancer in 30 different ways. You don't get an MRI every 18 months to make sure you don't have one of 300 different diseases and tumors that could be identified by that. I had a really close family member found out they had cancer just last week. All of us know people who have had cancer or died of something preventable. And all of us, I was at a conference lately and there was 180 people in the audience. They all pay $30,000 a year to be part of this membership group. And I said, raise your hand if you spent more than $30,000 in the last 12 months on your health. And one person raised their health. And who knows if that person had just gone through chemo or something and that's why they spent the money. But everybody in the room valued their money more than their own life. And guess what? If you're greedy and all you care about is money, it's really expensive to die and you stop making much money when you're dead. And no one wants you a little bit richer, but dead, right? Most people, right? So I just want to I can't emphasize that enough. It's so backwards how people ignore their health. And so we're going to give you a whole bunch of different ways to invest in your health and not put things in front of your health that aren't nearly as important.
Well, Richard, it's going to be awesome to have you with us in person on the East Coast. So for anybody, sometimes you're out on the East Coast, you do wonderful events with Family Office Club. People who want to see you at other venues can hit familyofficeclub.com. I'm traveling with you sometimes this year. I'll even be with you in Miami later this year. But, you know, before we sign off, is there anything else we should have asked you? Because it's always fun to have you online here.
When you define exactly what you should be investing in, that's based on your strengths and the types of real estate food groups you need to have access to, and you define that really well, then you can focus on doubling your deal flow. And if you're really clear about what your operating business is and where you're headed, then you can acquire strategic choke points to help get you there faster. So I'll be covering that in my talk as well. We don't have time to go into that too deep here, but if you don't know what a strategic choke point is, and you don't have a formalized family office, I think you'll really enjoy the talk. So hopefully just come up and shake my hand and say hi when you're at Josh's event here in just a couple of weeks.
We will put the link in there, accountableequity.com. Sign up now, grab a seat. It's extremely affordable, even though we give you fine dining and a whole day of masterminding. But we love having you here with us, Richard. Thank you so much. And signing off, man. Can't wait to see you in person in a few weeks.
Awesome. See you in a couple weeks.
Bam! Straight! We got to the end of another great show. And everyone listening right now, you're the family! Family and friends, thanks for staying till the end.
That was so fun. And hey, hit the like, hit subscribe. We're here to serve you guys. That's why we're doing this show. Josh is not paying me. I'm doing this off of my quote unquote sweat equity because we want to make a difference in your life. And then that ripple effect will continue to touch the world.
Hey, amen, brother. Please check us out on capitalhacking.com, all the social media threads. And yes, I know you've probably already sent this episode to one of your best friends. Thank you. We love you. Just go right into your iPhone, hit the plus symbol. We'll talk to you later. See you next week.
Share, share, share.